Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report. One of my favorite guests recently to update and corroborate everything is Cody Snodgrass. Now, I did have one complaint that I didn't give Cody enough time on the video we did last Sunday the 9th to explain his position in terms of how they try to recruit him as a contract munitions expert at Oklahoma City and his analysis of where things are likely to go, because the last hour we talked with Josh Bernstein. If the Democrats take over, and I'm more optimistic, I think they're unlikely to do so in the House, but if they do take over, they'll file 100 lawsuits against Trump's administration, but they're unlikely to take over the Senate. Those last 2 years of Trump's administration will be a disaster zone and paralysis, which means we won't be able to respond to almost anything. And it'll guarantee also the likelihood of false flag attacks like 9/11, dirty bombs, bioweapon release, God knows what, terrorism on American soil. And, of course, President Trump so far as I'm concerned, it could take more actions to stop a lot of this foolishness, but he's afraid to look like a dictator like Barack Obama was when he put up the Iran deal. Cody, I'd like you to kind of analyze and tell us the background as a contract munitions expert. When the CIA asked you to blow up the Alpha Primera building, what's the story there?
Well, yeah, the story is all detailed in this book I've written, Choosing the Light, Dark Secrets of the Oklahoma City Bombing. And
right.
In that book, I tell the story of how Harold Leonard, he was an independent contracting agent like myself, he offered me the job in October of 94
right.
To bomb the Murrah building. And I turned it down on patriotic grounds. And, you know, like I said, I've told this story a lot over many, many interviews in the interest of saving time. I mean, we can go into every detail
right.
if you want.
Yeah, I'm not going to hit the highlights because I think they need to get your book, to be honest with you, which is,
yeah.
We have the links up too, which is, what's the main website in Europe that's the best way to get a hold of your book? Because I think you'd lock it here in North America.
The European website is lightonconspiracies.com/Cody. That's Ole Domegard's website over there. So.
Right, because I think here your website got destroyed in your book sales because they don't want this to come out. And recently you went through a pretty nasty attack against you spiritually. But just hit the highlight points. So you've got this one person, what's his name again, who was a contractor, a munitions expert. And he actually tried to subcontract to get you to do the job.
Right.
What was his name again?
Harold Leonard was his name. That was in October of 94.
And, right.
They had a. Hello, can you hear me?
I can. And,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're getting some interference on the line here, but the main highlights are: is he offered me that job. He had $500,000 in a purple and black backpack, and told me that they wanted a building blown up, an EOD job, and I thought we were going overseas to Saudi Arabia or somewhere, and he said no, it's here in this country, and I said well. What's
Whoa.
The target? And he said, it's a federal building. And I said, which one? He said, it's the Alfred P. Murrah building. And at
wow.
that time, I didn't know the real reasons why they wanted that job done, which dealt with the anthrax vaccines and
depleted uranium exposure.
Depleted uranium weapons and stuff like that. So all that stuff's covered in the book in great detail. We got lot numbers of the vaccines at Dover Air Force Base. We've got all kinds of details with dates, names, times about that story. But I turned that down on patriotic grounds and because I didn't want to work against our own people, you know.
Now, when you saw 9/11, just like I did when I was driving my kids to school, to their charter school near Columbine High School, which is another disaster run by the government, I'm sure you had the same, a similar feeling to me, like, oh, my God, they did it. You had an they did it feeling when you saw the 9/11 towers falling, didn't you? Especially Building 7, which you know was a controlled demolition later.
Yeah, that's when I saw that, you know, given my background and what I know, I immediately suspected some type of foul play, you know, but I didn't, like everyone else, I didn't have time to do the research right then and there. I just saw what they put out on the civilian propaganda, you know, mainstream media.
Well, you know, as a munitions expert, I want to ask you some serious questions, because I still have the documents. I don't think I've sent you the full PDF, which is a giant document I got from the Finnish munitions expert. But as a munitions expert, to see a building fall at near free fall speed, this is not possible with normally even demolition munitions, is it? This had to be something very serious, right? So tell us why you thought they might have used, like I was told, when the Alpha P. Murrah building was destroyed, that they removed... After the building was radioactive, by the way, they had 3 radiation detectors, the munitions experts that I had to do the exit exam, that they removed 2 U.S. Army Corps engineer micronukes, so they described them specifically as U.S. Army Corps engineers, which were used for underground demolitions. They used also RDX and high explosive cord and may have had other materials. They had C4 on the parking garage pillars and even a C4 pineapple, which is a more advanced munition than a C4. The fact is... When they found out, they actually court-martialed a man who told me this. They hauled me into the boardroom at CECOM and fired me and gave me death threats. And the next day, I demanded a letter of reference and $50,000 in severance pay so I'd have a career. So otherwise, it would have destroyed my career and prevented me from working. And 2 years later, I worked with Reserve Admiral John Hughes on Operation Top Offer in Dark Winter with the federal government, CDC, and FBI. So the fact is, I found out about the munitions... exposure to DU, because I wanted to do DU testing on my actual patients in Colorado, and they told me that if I did, I'd be fired or worse. And my General Major Swinders actually said to me, what's worse? He said, how about dead? I said, you know, you better take that back before you go home tonight, or you won't be putting your socks on tomorrow morning. And so he did. He apologized to me, kind of, you know, realizing, like, oh my God, is Deagle crazy? Do not death threaten Deagle. You're not going to have a nice day. And the fact is that you did as a patriot. You found out, how long did it take you to find out, figure out what it was, the Bioport anthrax vaccine and the DU, how many months or years did it take you to figure that out?
Oh, it took several years of research. And one of the prime guys who did the research was a guy named Gary Matsumoto, who wrote a book. He's a journalist called Vaccine A. And in that book, he delved down into all the specifics of Bioport and the lot numbers that went to the first batch of that squalene-laced anthrax vaccine that went to Dover Air Force Base and all that stuff.
Yeah, I took care of the special op guys who were actually involved with those things and got the vaccine. One guy told me, who's a special op guy that would, you know, hang upside down in a helicopter on a wire, carry a 90-pound backpack, running 20 or 30 miles through the night, and do unbelievable physical things. And he told me when he got the vaccine, it was like being kicked by a mule across the room, and he couldn't sleep for a week. It was so painful. He thought that kind of pain was not possible for a human body to be exposed to. So the anthrax vaccine made at the Bioport was unbelievable. I saw people committing suicide. I saw people getting neuropathy. I saw people getting autoimmune disease and even cancer caused by this damn vaccine. And then when I wanted to do depleted uranium testing even on my dead veterans who died, they threatened me that if I did the blood testing and the dual coupler nuclear spectroscopy, I'd be myself killed for even ordering the test. Unbelievable, isn't it? People think they have a right to an opinion about my experiences. No, you don't, damn it. My life and my experiences are not open to your freaking opinion out there. If you don't like it, don't turn off the radio. This is the ugly facts. And the fact that I'm still talking and breathing is a miracle in itself, isn't it? And the same with yourself, I'm sure, considering what you said already.
Yes, it is. And, you know, this anthrax cover-up that the Pentagon was doing, it's just absolutely massive. You know, they waived FDA testing to hurry up and get our guys over into Iraq, you know, guys and girls, you know, in January of 91. So the whole thing, all the way up to the Murrah Building, where they destroyed the medical records of over 400,000 of our service members, the whole thing is a cover-up on top of a cover-up.
And well, the number of disabled veterans from the Gulf War I caused by the vaccine and the depleted uranium is unbelievable, isn't it? It's way higher than any other previous war, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, they lumped it all over the Gulf War syndrome, you know, GWS. That was the lump hole for diagnosis.
It was
these various things.
By the way, it was me calling into the Alex Jones show in December of 2004 that in February of 2005, Ted Anderson called me to do a show. I already was doing one on Clear Channel on Wednesday night for 2 hours with Mark Allen Curry, a comedian.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This hour of this show, I'm probably going to put up also with Adobe Premiere Pro on our videos channels through Vimeo and YouTube, etc. People need to understand that this is not a minor thing. It's not a side thing. This is the core. What we see happening with Trump is just an epiphenomena of the fact that the left and the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans are demonically energized to stop the functional democracy of the United States and return to constitutional republic. Because if they had their way, they'd completely destroy the Constitutional Republic of the United States and capture the whole world in a system which they're going to use America for in the future, at the way things are going, to force an illegitimate financial system called the Mark of the Beast of the entire world. And they'll use the power and the technology of America to subjugate everybody. And what people don't understand is that there's a spiritual side to this. You recently went through quite an attack. Do you want to describe some of that attack? And the kind of level of demonic hatred that's going on to attack people like us that speak the truth.
Yeah, we left here 3 days ago, and I started having really bad dreams. I knew they were demonically oriented dreams, you know, dreams of cutting myself with a knife and all kinds of things I don't normally ever dream of. Then
right.
We got back here, and yesterday, underneath my mailbox, there was about an 8-inch square. It's all silver, and it was a satanic altar. It's about 4 inches high, and each leg had the pentangles, the pentagrams on them. And then in the center of it, it had a pentagram, a inverted pentangle, and then the two crescent moons facing each other. And we didn't touch it. We immediately knew it was a talisman, a demonic thing. It's left here underneath my mailbox. And we took it today and neutralized it and took it to another location. But we got a bunch of pictures of it. And it's charged with demonic activity. You can feel it. And we went to email the pictures back here to this computer at this location, and none of them went through. So some people are doing it right now as we speak. But I was going to forward those pictures to you and let you look at this thing. It's an altar. It's a demonic altar. And they planted it right under my mailboxes. So this is the kind of thing. We've had all kinds of attacks, electronic attacks, website hack, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, let me describe the technology, what they do, and in sort of a more technical term. What it is what's called a radionic rebroadcasting a talisman. So it takes radionics, which are transdimensional frequencies that can be harmful, and rebroadcasts it through this talisman directly against you. And that's what they're doing. And remember, the spiritual realm, the realm of negentropy, actually, if you have negative intention fields which are imprinted on this talisman, it's literally trying to affect your physical and mental health. So you do something harmful to yourself, or it could affect your health physically or give you cancer or some other condition. The dark side doesn't care how they paralyze you, whether it's a social or relational thing in your family or a health problem or even suicide. They just want you neutralized. They certainly don't want you and I put together talking on a show where we corroborate each other as evidence. Because my statements and yours are the first two that actually match not only Oklahoma City, but show that 9/11 was an inside job. And I have, if anybody will request it, I'll send them the full document at no charge from the Finnish munitions expert that contracted in 1998 to blow up the World Trade Center towers for the Port Authority in New York. I mean, this is not an open discussion. I have the actual documents. I can send anybody if they request it.
Yeah, we have also documents in this book, Using the Light. They're from the Open Chemical Physics Journal in 2009. It's 27-31. That's active thermite material discovered in the dust from the 9/11 World Trade Center catastrophe. And they did all kinds of X-ray energy dispersive spectroscopy, differential scanning, calorimetry, and scanning electron microscopy. And they proved it with samples that were smuggled out of there.
Right, and you know, we discussed this, and I think you were a little surprised that I knew that the only nation that was doing advanced nano-thermite kind of explosive research was the State of Israel, and the nuclear and the explosive or munitions division of the Mossad, and hence not only a nuclear division that did the explosions in that restaurant or whatever or cafe in Bali, India, years ago, Indonesia. I mean. But the Israeli Mossad nuclear division were the ones contracted by the CIA munitions special activity division, or the SAD, I call it, CIA, that did the demolition under Marvin Bush, the brother of George Bush, who's the security officer for the World Trade Center, right up on his last day of work was 9/11. I mean, people, this is not coincidence. These are ugly facts. And 10 years to the day, his father announced the New World Order, George Bush Sr. I mean, this is not coincidence. This is demonically energized specific numerology that's being involved here, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's what we've told people around the world doing these interviews. This is a spiritual fight, first and foremost, between the forces of darkness and the forces of light.
Now, I want to be optimistic here because I think God is with us. He's kept you and I alive despite all of the things we've suffered and gone through. He's also trying to keep the American Republic alive. And America has a chance to turn back and actually stop things like with the approval of Kavanaugh to get rid of Roe versus Wade federally, to push it back to the states and get rid of late-term abortions. Hopefully they're going to get rid of all abortions. 76% of women that actually get to see an ultrasound in Oklahoma by law, even if they sign for an abortion, don't proceed with an abortion. What I see happening, America is going to come back to a constitutional republic if Trump can stay in power and they don't neutralize him, either assassinate him or paralyze him in the next 2 years, or take over in 2020, we're very close to disaster, aren't we? People don't realize it, and the likelihood of a false flag, and that's where I want to move next. What kind of false flags do you suspect could happen in the next few years, say, let's say the Democrats do take over the House? Because my feeling is we're not just going to have geopolitical catastrophes, we're going to have physical catastrophes that are going to strike America.
Yeah, while everyone's infighting and looking at the Democrats and Republicans and all their fighting up there on Capitol Hill, the shadow government, the deep state, is going to concoct, in my opinion, I think they're going to come up with some type of a new thing like a dirty bomb, or what they may do is a series of generated geoengineering sprays which create a couple of hurricanes or some type of earthquake event. It'll be a false flag. They can lay it off on nature.
Yeah, well, they'll try to make that plausibly deniable, like these superstorms that struck the Carolinas. I know that torsion field imaging and scalar satellites could have directed that storm away from the coast, but they didn't. And there's several possibilities. One is that Trump and his administration is not aware of the technology, which I am, because I had above top secret clearance. Number two, that Trump basically was aware of it, but never took the implementation to stop it. Number three, they proceeded anyway despite Trump, which is the most likely option, is that they're proceeding anyway. And what they can do is set up what's called harmonic frequency over tectonic plates, because every tectonic plate has a resonant frequency. And when the resonant energy reaches a certain threshold, the mu or resistance in the rock faces drops to zero, and you get a slide of the rocks until the mu or resistance goes back up again. It's very possible that they're going to have geoclimatic disasters strike, fires strike, and earthquakes strike as part of the wind-up toward martial law, because the situation in the Carolinas now is martial law, isn't it?
It's getting pretty close to that. I watched the Homeland Security guy talk about that.
Right. They want some natural disaster or geoeconomic or geoclimatic disaster, so America falls completely under the Patriot Act and Patriot Act 2 sections, so that we have martial law. So the globalists won't be satisfied with just taking over government. They want martial law, don't they?
Yes, they do, and they want to get all the guns away from American people.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back, So, Cody, I just opened up my news, and I realized the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission declared an emergency state at the Brunswick Nuclear Power Plant. So, things like this, especially with superstorms like this Florence, could cause a nuclear meltdown and a major nuclear event, too.
Yeah, we've got about 104 plants here in the U.S., nuclear plants, and their fuel rod storage facilities are all full. Some of them are over 100%. They're a big disaster waiting to happen, just like Fukushima. You know, that earthquake knocked out the primary cooling power, and then the tsunami took out the diesel backup generator. So we're posed for something. You know, the New World Order people, the deep state, the shadow government, they're not going to stop. And they don't care how many people they kill, whether it's 168 people in the Murrow Building or over 3,000 at the 9/11 towers in New York. They need chaos. They need fear. That's their paradigm. And this paradigm that they've laid out of these false flag attacks has worked for them again and again and again. And I'm expecting something big coming soon. I don't know what it's going to be. It may be a dirty bomb, like those guys in Boston, you know, that had the pressure cookers, and except it'll be something with radioactive material. It could be any number of things, but they have a lot of things on their plate, a lot of tools that can be used and then covered up, just like 9/11 and just like the Murrah Building.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be national. It could be over the period of a couple states or a bunch of nuclear reactors going. These kind of storms, the major problem is, like it happened in Fukushima, they cut the berm down so they couldn't stop the backup generators from being destroyed. They should have been a couple miles up the hill so that they could still supply power to keep the torus working and to prevent the nuclear reactor from going critical. The fact is that something as simple as somebody in Yuma, Arizona, in 2011, in a few keystrokes, shut down the San Onofre reactor 12 miles from where I live in Southern California on the other side of Pentland Marine Corps Base. And it caused the reactor to burn out two $850 million Hitachi Heavy Industries Japanese-built steam turbines. So people don't get it, that we're living literally sitting on top of a bomb, and every single nuclear site doesn't have the nuclear materials moved off-site to a long-term storage facility. They're sitting at every nuclear reactor in the country, and they're all post-geriatric, aren't they?
Yeah, they're General Electric prototypes like the ones that were in Fukushima.
Right, and by the way, all support companies are American, so TEPCO is only an umbrella company. All support and supply companies that would actually could fix the problem, which I've actually given technical specs of how to fix the Fukushima Daiichi. Nobody's done anything. When I confronted Senator Feinstein, who brought out this stupid letter against Kavanaugh recently, contacted years ago, this also candidate Senator Wyden in Oregon, neither one of them, their nuclear experts, responded to my nuclear questions about how to remediate Fukushima Daiichi and what they were doing in terms of monitoring sites where they actually shut them down, like in Idaho, where the radiation shot through the ceiling. They actually removed the site itself completely and never repaired it.
Well, that's all another can of worms is what's happening in the Pacific Ocean, you know, with Fukushima, because those cores are still melting down, and they're still pumping hundreds of tons of seawater every day over them to cool them down, and that radiation...
Well, it's actually worse than it was originally. It's actually worse than it was even a few years ago. But people don't get it because it's not on the radar of the news media. And, of course, even the so-called experts, a lot of people have got what we call news burnout. They've actually stopped talking about it, even though it's actually worse than it was originally. What do you think is likely, besides a dirty bomb, what other likely events could be precipitated that could actually bring about what the globalists want? They want to basically break down the civilian government, don't they? They want to seize our guns. They want totalitarian control of not only financial transactions, but everything. What I've heard is that they launched literally over the weekend a thing called the NVIDIA AI chip. And people don't understand the first country that actually launches AI to control finances and monitor and track every one of their citizens will control the world. And it turns out the most advanced companies are actually American-based, including the ones that are contracted to subjugate the people in China. They want to turn this on American citizens, don't they?
Well, yeah, and that's one of the things I was going to say. It's a possibility of what they could use a virus in our a high-level computer virus in our automatic teller machines and the banking industry, and then cause a cascading shutdown of all economic transactions, and then lay it off on some mysterious virus.
Well, I got a little different slant. I'll throw a different slant at it. Because I work taking care of employees working on this virtual world project, which in the movies they call it The Matrix, at Schriever Air Force Base, and I learned even up to 5 to 6 years afterward, took care of some of the technicians working on the project. The fact is, I expect it not to be a virus, but the actual artificial intelligence is really creeping into every database on Earth. And there were several different iterations of this. The last one was in 2010. And these AI systems are like an intelligent human being able to think 15 trillion times faster with access to every database on Earth of every financial transaction, every purchase transaction, everything. In other words, that's what you see with Google. I call Google. I changed one G to a D. These intel agencies and these databases are now seamless with artificial intelligence. Whoever, quote, achieves AI first will control the world economy and every citizen on Earth with an AI system that I call the Mark of the Beast. The Mark of the Beast is a living computer system with an intelligent system to monitor and track every human on Earth and every transaction and everything they do. Not just know, and literally bidirectionally listen to your telephone and your television and everything and track people down to a cubic meter. That's what AI is. And I think it's more than just a virus. I think that they're actually step-by-step moving forward to completely capture the entire population. And unless people opt out of it, they're going to, by proxy, be opted into the Mark of the Beast system, aren't they?
Well, yeah, that's what all this data mining that's been going on, Facebook, Google, Twitter, all of them, doing the data mining and the NSA surveillance systems and over in Britain, all of that stuff is all headed to this AI. The data is being fed to the AI supercomputers.
Right, that's why they had this computer that they gave citizenship in Saudi Arabia. Remember Prince Alawid al-Talal was actually forced to blackmail and actually shutting down Alex Jones on Twitter and Facebook, etc. The reason why is they wanted to make an example that the artificial intelligence monitoring systems are going to pick who's going to be our next president or who actually gets elected to Congress and Senate. That's what's going on right now, and the move by that and the media and the deep state intelligences is literally saying we're going to use a club of artificial intelligence to counteract not only Trump, who they didn't want elected, but to actually completely control the future of America and the world, aren't they?
Exactly. That's what they want. They want control of the whole planet, the whole world, and all the resources and people on it. That's what they want.
And they're very close, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're real close. All their systems have been merging to convergence at this point of control, this point of final takeover of the world. And it's happening with frightening rapidity right now.
I think we're a matter of months away, not years away from it.
Well, it could be. I mean, how many more ecological disasters like this hurricane hitting South Carolina now here in the U.S., how many of those can we take? How many times can we have these things and without our insurance company folding like AIG did, American Insurance Group, you know, back in 2008?
Well, look at how much money has been lost since Trump's been elected with these major hurricanes striking Texas and striking the coast states in Puerto Rico. Since Trump has been elected, the amount of superstorms striking the United States has increased dramatically, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So, when you talk on various other shows, what questions do people raise that we haven't talked about on this show? What issues do they want to have answers to, whether it's a spiritual answer or a preparedness answer? What issues are brought up?
Well, as you know, around the world, there's younger people are starting to wake up. A lot of the older people that have been lied to and brainwashed by their respective medias in their countries, they all are starting to wake up. There's a big awakening going on, and that's part of the spiritual forces of life.
Right.
We're not tricked anymore. But
so let's get into the spiritual side of this when we come back, because really, as the darkness increases, so does the light. That's what we need to talk about. That's why your book's called Into the Light.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
An email with some of your details and I'll put it together for you free, no charge. And welcome back. So in this segment I want Cody to get into the spiritual side of this. You talked earlier about the talisman and about the demonic talisman against you. People need to understand this is a spiritual war. The spiritual warfare in the heavenlies is already happening. It's not coming down to earth yet, but it's going to. But the spiritual battle is already happening, and people that actually speak the truth and try to walk with Yeshua Jesus and try to tell the truth about what's going on in their world, which is pretty ugly and nasty. And it often gets a lot of negative response because people want to shut you up. You get banned, or we call it by your relatives. They want to hear from you. You get career damage because they think you're crazy because you talk about spiritual things. This is very real, isn't it?
It's absolutely real. It's the underpinning of everything we see here on the physical plane on the earth.
Right. So give us some more details. When you talk around the world, because you talk in various radio shows here in Europe and elsewhere, what steps do you tell people, whether they're a truck driver or a housewife or whatever, because they often feel powerless to deal with the demonic power of this amazing system of evil that's being foisted on them around the world. And you see the craziness in the news media of stories like this one, Christine attacking Judge Kavanaugh. We see the fact that if the Democrats take over the House, how crazy it'll get with the number of lawsuits against Trump and his administration and his his contracting facility, building hotels. People don't understand how bad this can get in terms of plagues, earthquakes, volcanoes, geoclimatic disasters, always having a little bit of element of plausible deniability, but there's a spiritual element behind this. How do people battle this? What do you tell them?
Yeah, we get that question a lot all around the world, and I tell them, you know, to hold the light. Bring the light down into your own life at whatever level you are, whether you're a bank president or, you know, a construction worker or something. I mean, it doesn't matter your lot in life, how rich you are, the color of your skin, any of that stuff. What matters is holding the light, holding the truth, standing up and not being fearful and having love as your armor, but not being deceived by this trickery, by this satanic, luciferic darkness that tricks, lies, and deceives in whatever country you're in. They love to use false flag attacks to create fear, and they fragment people's consciousness with that fear. And once they're fragmented, it's easier to separate us and get us all bickering at each other's throat and picking around over superficial issues that don't matter. And while we're fighting each other, they're slowly, quietly consolidating their power in this new world order system.
Well, that's why we see people like Barack Obama that splits based on race baiting and other things. But really, everybody wants to have health care as a right, but it has to not be social top-down controlled, socialized communist medicine. We also want to make sure we have borders. We want to have a work program like a Bracero 2 program so people in third world countries can come here and work and be monitored so they're not criminals. We want to make sure that people don't overstay their visas, so we have an immigration system that's rational, based on industrial and state needs rather than just people migrating and planting their carcass here. We want a system set up so we can help other economies like the Belt and Road system. But all of these are rational things that can be worked out so everybody benefits, so you don't crash the world economy or don't make America basically turn into another civil war. The spiritual side of it's the key here. And the fact is we need to have dialogue and common sense and decency toward each other. The problem is, on the left, there is no decency. It's gone. What I see happening now, like with Maxine Waters and others on the left, it's insanity. They're not even trying to even cover up their lives to make them look, you know, even rational or common sense. It's just helter-skelter, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's chaos. And chaos is the ultimate form of fragmentation of human consciousness.
So what you're saying is you want people to pray, number one, and just act as a, give a testimony to your other fellow citizens. It might not be well accepted. You might socially be shunned by some people by telling the truth and say, what do you think could happen if the elections go Democrat? Because a lot of people, they may not like Trump because Trump kind of counterpunches and he has kind of an edge to him. But the fact is you need somebody like that to run the country. Otherwise, it's being run into the ground by people like Barack Obama and a lot of these Congress critters and senators that have been destroying the economy and passing our intellectual property over to places like China or not intervening properly like it was North Korea and even Afghanistan. They spent $68 billion last year, and they're trying to negotiate a peace treaty with the Taliban. How crazy is that?
Oh, that's crazy.
Right. And then, of course, they have the illegal drug trade going on at the same time, so it's like Fast and Furious with Barack Obama's government and Eric Holder, who actually is a criminal and should have been in prison. But the maniac is actually there criticizing President Trump. How dare he criticize Trump when he's a criminal himself who should already be cooling his heels in the big house? But he's not.
Well, it's selective prosecution. You know, the deep state targets the opponents to themselves and then promotes and lets everyone else go, like Hillary and Bill Clinton, just crime after crime after crime, and they let them go. They turned a blind eye.
But I think Trump could do more, and I think I'll tell you what the issue is. We need to graduate Trump from being a baby Christian to an advanced one. He needs to have a fireside chat with some Christian scriptures every week on video. He needs to start having people pray openly and actually video record it and put it up on his Twitter page. He needs to actually start doing spiritual warfare himself because he's being attacked. And although he's fighting back on one level, on the spiritual level, I don't see him having the tools or the techniques or the practice of making it public. Because if the president prayed publicly and asked for people to pray with him, I think he would stay it. But, you know, there's a very grave danger of assassination, of character assassination, or of turning over a government so the Congress, if it turns over, will sue so many lawsuits, the last few years of this first term of his presidency will be paralyzed. It'll go nowhere and not be able to respond to national disasters, military needs, or economic deterioration of what's going on in China and Russia. So I'm very concerned, and I think the real issue is we need to to kind of challenge the White House and start doing things like a lot more spiritual stuff. What do you think?
Well, yeah, it would be great because our whole society is out of balance. We have all this great technological advancement every year. There's all this new stuff. But spiritually speaking, we stay down in a lower state with no development. And this is out of balance. And it's got a breaking point. There's a tipping point. And we could destroy ourselves with nuclear weapons very easily if we don't come to some type of higher spiritual understanding. The solutions, Dr. Bill, you know, the solutions have been tried, all these mental things like capitalism, communism, fascism, all this stuff. Maybe the solution to our problems on the world is through spiritual concerns rather than all these mental constructs like capitalism.
Well, even the labels don't properly apply when you call it communism. Look at the PLA. 80% of the new billionaires the last 25-plus years are communist members of the PLA. The fact is the globalists don't care what label.
Right.
At the highest level, they're all druids or ancient pagan worshippers of Satan as the beast of the woods. People don't understand this, do they? They don't realize if you're a high-level mason, it doesn't matter which book you worship on, whether it's the Bhagavad Gita, the Bible, the Upanishads, the Book of the Dead. It doesn't matter as long as you revere that their version or their viewpoint of the nature of the world, including their god, Satan, is sitting on the chair and actually, as when he confronted Jesus, said he's the king of earth. And Jesus had to agree with him. But he said, if you worship me, I will do this and this for you, give you all these kingdoms. The fact is that every Christian on earth is already given the same challenge. You know, if you worship Satan, he will, you know, give you extended life or money or whatever you want. But people don't understand. This is a very short thing. It's like when they kiss the ring and swear an oath to the goddess New in their casket at the crypt. Both George Bush and Mr. Kerry, former State Department executive for Obama, they're swearing literally to the destruction of their soul in order to gain physical things in this fallen world. And people don't understand this battle is not really primarily a financial battle for greedy people or sexually perverts. It's a spiritual battle for the soul of the future of the whole of humanity, isn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's the forces of light versus the forces of darkness. And,
right.
You know, bankers, on the other hand, on an economic perspective, they don't care who wins a war. They don't care who wins the conflict. All they care about is the debt that the conflict produces. And war
right.
is one of their tools over and over and over throughout history.
The biggest tool in order to maintain control is to create debt through the war machine, which right now the war machine is expanding. So even under Trump, the amount of money poured into the military is expanding the war machine. But in fact, we should be building things to protect the Earth from coronal mass ejections by building the things to protect our power grid from the UHF transformers. We should protect the Earth from geoclimatic disasters and a crustal slip of the lithosphere, which is about to happen because of a magnetic shift of the Earth is about to happen, which can happen every 100 years, and we're due for it right now. So it's a spiritual battle, isn't it, Cody? And I'm really glad that you're all around the world traveling in your interviews and so on in your book. Again, which is the website in Europe is
LightOnConspiracies.com/Cody.
LightOnConspiracies.com/Cody. Into the Light is the name of the book. We will convert this into a video, get it up there for people to listen to it. You have to understand, pray for President Trump, pray for our country, pray for the soul collectively of humanity, and pray for our enemies. If you put heaps coals on their soul and drives out the demonic entities in them, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Podesta or Mr. Holder or others, like a Barack Obama, we will pray for our fallen brothers and sisters to defeat the powers of darkness.
It's been
Nutramedical's new true silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.